That's the sound of over 200 men, women, and children protesting outside of Bank of America in downtown Los Angeles. After being removed from City Hall last November, the Occupy LA movement has launched a series of protests to stay in the spotlight. Today featured what occupiers called a flash protest targeting Bank of America branches all across the Los Angeles area. A diverse group of Angelenos displayed picket signs in both English and Spanish, urging people to fight unemployment. One occupier, who would only identify himself as Homer, says he protests on a regular basis.
So you're out here today.
I'm here today.
And how does that help you get a job?
Well, right now it's not helping me.
Bank of America has become a popular target for the Occupy movements because Bank of America received $230 million in federal bailouts. But instead of investing in local communities to fight unemployment, protesters say the bank overpays its executives and failed to pay federal taxes in 2009 and 2010.
I heard that all these big banks are getting bailed out and the little people have to, they're not really paying a fair share of taxes.
The people built this country, not the banks.
Occupiers are confident that these protests will change the bank's behavior.
So if they see that, you know, more people are caring about this issue, they might consider it and say, you know what, let's do something about it.
Right.
And, you know, just be fair and pay what they have to pay.
As to the accusations of federal tax evasion, B of A has said in the past it did not owe taxes because it suffered a loss in 2010. Conrad Wilton, Annenberg Radio News.